And we are now, we have been for a while, on three AM stations, 1340, 1350, 1400 AM, and those two FM stations. So a lot of ways to find us. There's so many ways that I gave up this morning, Pastor Jim, and simply said, go to our website, because the website's brand new. Right. You want to amplify on that?
It's a great website. It has a whole new look.
Totally. We just absolutely just threw the other one away.
Easy to navigate.
Right.
I mean, it's very easy to navigate. It's very easy to get around. Ways of contacting us, ways to see us. You know, instructions on how to get the radio show, all the different ways you can do that. We even have a giving page.
And people are starting to use that.
Yes.
Which is such a blessing. If you're not in the habit of giving to the work of the gospel, this will bless your life. Speaking about blessing, mm-hmm. tithing blesses your life. Giving offerings over and above your tithes, or getting a set amount that you are committed to give. Why is that a good thing, Pastor Jim, before we get to this first song? Well, I want you to talk about giving a minute. We don't talk about it hardly ever.
Well,
because we never have had to ask. God always supplies
right.
our needs.
Oh, amen. And God promised in Malachi, the one time he said we could test him is test me in this. Bring the whole tithe then and see if I don't bless you.
Yeah, amen.
You know, see if I don't fill up
Malachi
your storehouses.
Malachi 3, 8 to 11. Woo, powerful.
And, you know, for me, I've never had an issue and God has never failed me. You know, I've never had an issue giving and God just continues to bless. I mean, it's not like I'm a millionaire. And or anything, but my needs are met.
But so many people when they hear that would be a good thing for them to give tithings, offerings, whatever, they rebel somewhat because they don't want to be told this is a good thing to do. They want to hang on to every dollar, and I understand that. But a lot of times that's out of fear that we hang on. And when we make a commitment, I said many years ago, yes, the Bible talks about a 10% tithe. But, I mean, I always challenge our people, start somewhere,
right.
2%, 5%, 8%, and give consistently, and then you'll find that you're being blessed and you'll give more.
Right, exactly.
So, and speaking of that, because we've had some lean times in the ministry. We've had times we didn't know where the next dollar was coming from. A year ago, when we undertook the project to renovate the building that we're now in, we didn't have any money when we started. It was bizarre. I mean, we may have had $1,500. I mean, it wasn't hardly anything. And I remember Angel and I sitting at lunch and talking about, okay, this is going to cost this, this is going to cost that, starting to calculate and add up what it was going to cost. And it was a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the people rallied and came in, and we had opening day on May 19th. I think we got the building about a month before that. And it was a total disaster. And we had to totally, from the front door all the way back, paint, lay flooring, put in a new bathroom, renovate the other bathroom, put in a kitchen. I mean, we're not talking just a couple minor things. Go to our website. You'll see pictures of it.
Right.
It's beautiful.
Well, and the funny thing is, it actually costs a lot more than the estimates.
It actually cost almost double than what our initial estimate was.
Which, me as treasurer, I was shaking. There were times I was shaking in my boots, but God's faithful.
That's right. And yes, and all those bills are paid off, mm-hmm. and we are good and current. And you and I don't take salaries. We never have, because I think we did once for a few months, but we both have outside jobs, mm-hmm. and we just want to see the gospel preached. That's what it's all about. One of my favorite songs is coming up. I mean, I could make you guess if you want to about what it might be, but I have a long list, don't I?
Yes, you do. Too long for us to pick one.
Well, let me give you a hint. Bethel Music?
Okay, that narrows it down to about 20.
Okay. It begins with a G.
Goodness of God.
Woo! Love it. Good guess. Listen to this. God is so good.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. all my days. I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice.
God, you are so good, mighty God. You know, Pastor Jim, when it gets to that point, this is one I sing in the car a lot. All my life, you have been faithful. And isn't that what it's about? Giving, we want to be those trees planted by the rivers of water because God's faithful to us. He will see us through no matter what we're going through.
Oh, absolutely. And I kind of like that all my life.
Yeah.
Part because even before we knew him, he knew us.
Yes.
And he saw the things that have happened to us, the things that we have done.
Yeah.
Both right and wrong. He's been faithful.
He has. And even when we have gone through rough times, he still remains faithful to his word. Mm-hmm.
Well, he can't deny it.
Yes.
You know, and in Jesus, all those promises are yes. And
yes,
we add
amen.
The amen.
We do.
I know I was thinking, well, people might be saying, well, I was abused as a child or whatever. Where was his goodness then? It was still there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
People do bad things.
And I mean, I had verbal abuse in my family. But God was there. I mean, mm-hmm. there's that one prayer that we pray on Wednesday nights sometimes with the Thanksgiving prayer.
Right.
And it talks about being thankful for your parents, even if
exactly.
they did things that boxed you in and bruised you and abused you, you can still be thankful because God was there and he can turn all of that around if you let him.
Well, and that goes right along with Mother's Day today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because for years, as a pastor, I've heard people say, well, I can't celebrate Mother's Day because my mother was terrible. She was mean. She, did this, did that, whatever the case may be. That brings us to James chapter 1, verse 2. James, who was the brother of Jesus, mm-hmm. first pastor, really, I think, wasn't he? One of the first pastors?
Oh, yeah, the church in Jerusalem.
Right, yeah. He said here in James 1, 2, consider it wholly joyful. Wow. Some translations say, consider it all joy. Wholly joyful. My brethren, whenever you are enveloped or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations, be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith brings out endurance and steadfastness and patience. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking in nothing. You're getting ready to give us a different translation. I know. That was amplified right there.
Yeah. I was going to look up that word because people would say, well, I can't be perfect and complete. Well, yeah, you can. I was going to look that up. But yeah, this is the New Living Translation says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come mm-hmm. your way,
right.
consider it an opportunity for great joy.
Mm.
For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow.
Exactly.
So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing.
So what we're saying is that, yes, some of you out there may have had some very difficult childhood experiences. And to that, I would refer you back to our show from last week. It was Megan and Dr. Angel and I, and the whole subject was forgiveness. And I believe that show and talking about the importance and the necessity of forgiveness in our lives will change your life if you get a handle on it. And you can find it here on podcast, tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcast and then Living the Good Life. It's right there. And the importance here is that we understand that when we start going through difficult times, like COVID has not been a picnic. It's not been a day in the park for any of us. It's been hard. It's been hard to stay home, to not get out, or it's been hard to work from home, or it's been hard to suffer financially or emotionally or feel socially isolated. There have been a lot of things that have been hard about this, right, PJ?
Amen. Amen. And I did look up those words. The word for perfect is the same word that Jesus used in the Sermon on the Mount. Be therefore perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. It doesn't mean to be sinless. It means to be mature. Be grown up. Okay?
Be grown up.
And the word for complete actually means wholeness. Mm-hmm. Be whole.
Yeah.
Be with nothing missing.
And see, that's where when we walk in unforgiveness, as we talked about in detail last week, when we walk in bitterness, when we constantly say, well, I can't do that. I can't grow in God because of this that happened to me. Or I cannot let that thing go because you don't know how I was treated or how I was abused. If you live in that side of it, you're never going to consider it wholly joyful when right. you have trials and problems of any sort.
Well, absolutely. You have to surrender those to God and let him do his, let him do the work. Then you can be grown up. You can be whole. God provides wholeness, not brokenness. He'll heal your brokenness.
Amen.
You know, there's, it's some old song we used to sing it way back at Indianapolis Christian Fellowship in the late 70s, but, he'll heal the brokenhearted and set the captives free.
Amen.
He'll make you whole.
Yeah.
He'll repair it.
Because in our own strength, we can't do it.
No.
Because when people, it's hard to bear fruit, good fruit, if our tree is diseased. Jesus talks about that, right?
Right.
So you get a tree that's got a disease in it, and pretty soon it's going to affect the fruit on it.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Angel and I taught on that. You've got a diseased tree, you're going to get rotten fruit. And I mean, it's just going to show up at some point. And, where are you rooted? We talked about that in the first hour, about having your roots planted deep. What are you rooted in? Are you rooted in the Word? Are you rooted in God's love? Ephesians chapter 3, rooted and grounded in love was Paul's prayer that for the Ephesians,
exactly.
that they would be rooted and grounded in love. Well, you got to be that. You got to be rooted and grounded in the Word. That's the only way to produce good fruit.
It is. Let's go to James 3:17. The wisdom from above is first of all pure. Then it is peace-loving. Okay, you want to bear good fruit? Get a pen, write some of this down. James 3:17, I believe, really gives us a formula, if you will. And being a science, chemistry, and biology teacher from years ago, I love formulas. And I love black and white, 1, 2, 3, do this, right? This, add this, and then you're going to put it in a test tube, and it's going to produce that. Well, here's what we want to produce. We want to produce good fruit, okay? And here's the ingredients of that good fruit. James 3:17, the wisdom from above is first of all pure, then it is peace-loving, it is courteous and considerate and gentle. Whoa, these are the things that make up good fruit. It is willing to yield to reason. It's full of compassion and good fruits. There it is. This is wisdom. Wisdom has all of this, and you're bearing good fruit. It is wholehearted and straightforward, impartial and fain, free from doubts, wavering, and insincerity. Verse 18 of James 3. The harvest of righteousness, the harvest of living like this, of conformity to God's will and thought and deed, is the fruit, there's the word, of the seed sown in peace. The fruit of the seed sown in peace by those who work for and make peace in themselves and in others. That peace, which means concord, agreement, harmony, between individuals with undisturbedness in a peaceful mind, free from fears, agitating passions, and moral conflicts. Of course, I was reading in the Amplified. That's why you got all those descriptive words. But basically, when we strive to live in peace, when we're in the Word, when we're trusting the wisdom that's coming to us from the Word, when we're walking in compassion, wholeheartedness, we're sincere, we're telling the truth, all those things, we're going to produce good fruit. Pastor Jim.
Absolutely. And, he talks about, And just above this, the kind of wisdom of the world, he says it's demonic. And he says, you know, it comprised of jealousy and selfish ambition, disorder. And he just contrasts it with the wisdom, God's wisdom, the wisdom from above. You know, peace-loving, I'll read out of the Living, gentle at all times. So not being argumentative, not being pushy, not being a bully. And even if you're right, I might add, you know, you may be in a situation where, and these are always near to my heart. Say you're talking to a heretic.
Well, why don't we just define heretic?
Someone who does not believe in the fundamentals of the faith, or maybe doesn't believe the Bible. Say you're talking to somebody like that. You believe that Jesus is the only way to God. Let's say you're talking maybe to a Buddhist or a Muslim. Even though you believe that and you know it in your heart to be true, don't bully them. I've seen enough street corner preachers to know that doesn't really work well. But it says, be gentle, willing to yield to others. You know, there's not a lot
reasonable.
Of there's not a lot of yielding going on.
No, people are they're in.
I want to make my point, and I want to make it right now.
Right, that's what's happening a lot.
Yeah,
I refuse to get into those conversations with people with politics or COVID or anything else. I'm not going there because I know it's not going to
yield any good fruit.
No, because if people come in with two opposing opinions and they're wanting to argue, it's going to be bad.
Right, you just yield. I mean, and again, that's kind of the definition of meekness. We talked about that. Jesus was meek, but it doesn't mean he was a sissy. Doesn't mean he was a wimp. It means meekness means I've submitted it to God. I've submitted myself to God.
Humble, teachable.
Yeah. Well, and Jesus said in the garden, I could call 72,000 angels to come to my aid.
Right.
And he didn't.
He didn't because he knew he had to fulfill the will of the Father, right?
Right. And he submitted to that.
He did.
He submitted to the Father. And that's what true meekness is. Full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. You know, that's being compassionate. Not showing favoritism and being sincere. True wisdom is sincere. It's not fake. It's not flattery. It's not hypocrisy. Doesn't show favoritism. You know, and you were talking earlier about some of the trials we have as ministers. That's always one that seems to pop up. Well, so-and-so is your favorite, not me, you know. That's why, you know, we have to be very careful of that. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. I like the way that says that.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
We'll plant seeds of peace.
Yes.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons
of God.
And we are the ones who will plant seeds of peace, not discord, not disharmony, fear.
That'll preach.
We plant seeds of peace. And that word, especially in the Hebrew, means wholeness.
And if we're planting seeds of peace, we're going to reap seeds of peace, right?
And reap a harvest of righteousness.
A harvest of righteousness, right standing with God,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And too often people are on this thing, this kick to have to convince other people of their political beliefs or of their beliefs on theology or whatever, rapture or not, and all of that thing. And it's simply an effort to get somebody to be won over to your opinion so often.
Right.
That's not peace.
No, that's not peace, and that's not wisdom.
No, it's not wisdom.
And I've been on that side of the fence many times.
Yeah.
I don't know if there were ever any lasting fruit.
Right.
You know, I don't think you can argue, and by argue, I don't mean have a discussion with point by point, but I mean argument. You can't argue somebody into the kingdom of heaven.
No. You know. No, there's got to be a desire that God puts there. We got to have that fruit. And all this is based on love. And you and I were so blessed in prayer meeting early this morning with this song by Bethel that we did this morning. And it was so drenched in love, because that's what we have to be. We have to be drenched in love. You know, when we have a Florida rainstorm like we are getting ready to do here in the next few months, because it's going to be the rainy season, come 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, it's downpours like you've never seen anything like. I mean, it's really crazy here if you don't live here. It can be that way. And you can get so soaked, and I have many times through the years with real estate gotten soaked in between a car and a house, and I mean that much rain that you're just drenched. You get in the car, and you're just, everything about you is cold and wet, right? God wants us to be drenched in his love. I love this song. Love it. Let it minister to you. Precious is that flow. It makes me white as snow. I love Pastor Jim, how they take at Bethel so often, they take these older songs, incorporate them to new songs, mm-hmm. and that's a beautiful one. I want to finish up the show this afternoon with where we started on Facebook this morning, because this verse, Matthew 6:21, is probably one of the most important verses in the book of Matthew. We've been teaching the book of Matthew for 3.5 months. Did you know that, Pastor Jim?
A little over
3 months. This is, I think, the 12th week. So that's about 3 months. And this verse gets to me every single time I read it. And we have to start, well, let's start with verse 14, because this is where we were last week, and it, tie it all together from last week and this week. These are Jesus' words, Matthew 6:14. If you forgive people their trespasses, their reckless and willful sins, leaving them, letting them go, giving up resentment, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, their reckless and willful sins, leaving them and letting them go, and giving up resentment, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And down to verse 19 of Matthew 6. Do not gather and heap up and store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust and worm consume and destroy, but where thieves break through and steal. But gather and heap up and store for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust nor worm consume and destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. Verse 21, Matthew 6, for where your heart is, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Talk to us, PJ.
Oh, my. Well, he sums up this whole section, or this part of the section, about in verse 21, where is your treasure? What's important in your life? Because that's what you're going to go after. If it's Jesus, then you're going to go after Jesus. If it's a good job, then that's where your focus is going to be. He's talking about focus here. What are you focusing on? Is it Jesus? Is it a job? Is it, some people focus on worry, you know. We call them a worry wart, because they live to worry. That's all they focus on is worrying about stuff, or being fearful. Or maybe you're focused on getting married. Okay, some people are. Maybe you're focused on, well, whatever. But that's where your treasure is. You treasure something. You hold it dear. So what are you holding dear today? You know, is it your relationship with God? Or is it something else that's maybe getting in the way? Because Jesus says, don't store up treasures here on earth, material things, because they can rust, clothing, you know, moths can get in and eat it. Thieves can break in and steal everything you own. And I kind of had to look at this when Irma came through a couple years back. And dear Lord, I just pray against any hurricanes right now that would come on the mainland, because I don't ever want to go through that again. I mean, praise God, we didn't sustain a bit of damage at the mobile. But I remember when we got the announcement that we live in a mobile, we have to leave. Whenever there's even a category one, we got to go. So called Ray, we packed up, and I had to decide, what do I treasure? What do I mean, I didn't take just my Bibles. I had to leave most of them behind, which just tore me up. But, you know, we took the things like the computers, things we absolutely had to have. But that really showed me, you know, these are the things that I think I can't live without. Obviously, we took our dog. But it's funny. I remember distinctly sitting in that hotel room. Why in the world we were watching the Weather Channel, I'll never know. And I just started crying. And he said, what is it? And I said, all our Christmas decorations are at home. And I just, that was something I really, y'all know, I love Christmas. And that just tore me up. And so I know those are just things. Those are just things. Even, don't strike me, Lord, but even my Bibles are just things, you know? They can be stolen. They can corrupt. They can burn up. They can be washed away, whatever. It's storing up those treasures in heaven, which would be the word and the promises, the blessings that we've received, just our life with God. That's what he wants us to store up, because nothing on earth can take that. Well, we just sang, it was just in that song. No, not death, no, not hell can ever tear us apart. And store those things up there, because no thief can come in and steal them. No moth is going to get up there. There's no rust in heaven, apparently, which is a wonderful thing. But he says, you know, then he sums it up, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. And one of the other verses that we had talked about for today was, you know, it's what's in your heart that's going to end up coming out of your mouth. Okay, so if you've got good things in your heart, if you've stored up those treasures in heaven, then yeah, it's going to show by your words, by your actions. But if you're grasping and covet, you know, full of covetousness, if you're just seeking for material things, that's what's going to show.
That's exactly right. All of that. And that sums up what we've been trying to say in this book of Matthew for all these weeks, is that Jesus has the Sermon on the Mount there in Matthew. All of these things where he's trying to teach character, mm-hmm. teaching us how to live, how to behave. You're blessed if you do this. You're blessed if you become like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season. Your leaf will not wither, and everything you do shall prosper. That's what we started the show with today. Psalm 1, get in that and meditate on it. Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8, about the tree planted by water. God wants us to be trees, strong trees, planted in the house of the Lord. He wants us to be planted in the Word. He wants us to not be just, casually believing that Jesus is Christ, but God wants us to be wholehearted involved in it, you know?
Come on, I think it's not, again, it can't be an intellectual thing. You can know all about Jesus, but if you don't know him, then
that's it. And that's the whole sums up what this is. A knowing about him is not the same as walking with him.
Right.
And that old song, and he walks with me and he talks with me, right? And he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. It's in his presence. We're going to stop. We're going to end this series today with that song, In the Presence of Jehovah, because that, to me, sums it up, Pastor Jim. We have talked and talked about parables. We have done so much in the book of Matthew the last 3 months. I don't know when I've enjoyed the book of Matthew like I have in these last 3 months. It has really been amazing. And some of you that have missed some of the shows, you can catch them here on podcast, tantalknetwork.com. But the essence of what Jesus says over and over again, as we see him healing the sick, healing the blind people. People say, if you are willing, the leper in Matthew 8:1, Jesus, if you're willing, I'm a leper. I know you can heal me if you're willing. And he says, I'm willing, be healed. And we've done shows on healing and how God wants us healed on the inside, not just on physical sicknesses, but emotionally. We talked about that extensively last week, where forgiveness is a key to you walking in healing. This is what God wants for you, is to be healed and to walk in the fullness that God has for you. And he wants you to be a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit. What a way to end this series. He wants you to be a tree planted by the rivers of water. Jesus said on the last day of the great feast in John chapter 7, he said that you're going to have a well of water. The presence of God is like a well of water that's going to spring up from inside of you and spill out. And that's why we're going to start studying the book of John. And how do we spill that out? Because that's what it's all about. In the presence of Jehovah, troubles vanish, hearts are mended. I propose, dear listeners, in all these shows that we've been so excited week after week about how the word is coming forth, the most important thing is that you understand that where your treasure is, that's where your heart is also. Mm-hmm. Matthew 6:21. Where is your treasure? What do you consider the most important things in your life? Is growing in the Lord and spending time in his presence important enough for you to spend time doing that? Or is it just something you've heard about? Or is it something you do?
In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of here in his presence. I want to let you know, no matter how big your problem, troubles vanish, broken hearts are mended. Thank you, Jesus. In the presence,
come right now. Feel the presence of the King. In His presence, in His holy presence, the
presence, dear ones.
There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it.
Amen.
The presence of the Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we know that to be so very true. There's nothing like spending time in your presence. Lord, we want our treasure to be you and your word. We want it to so change our lives that our hearts, our direction, our focus, the eye of our hearts, our conscience are changed by you and your word and what you do in our lives and how you propel us into your presence in such a mighty way that we just want to spend time with you. We're being called into your presence, and we want that. Lord, we just want to get to know you and your word. We want you to come alive in us so that it just comes out of us to everyone around us. Compassion, love, joy, peace, patience, tenderheartedness. That's what we want to be. That's what we want to do. And in your presence, we learn that you are all of that, and we want to be like you. And so, Lord, for our listeners scattered around this globe, we pray that the words that we have taught, the songs we have played, have been a blessing in their hearts during this series, that they'll go back and listen to shows again and get the truths down on the inside of them. Take notes, whatever it takes to learn the word, that they'll get into it and learn it. That is our prayer. And for those right now that are beat up and hurting and just full of problems and resentments, Lord, just speak to their hearts. Let them begin to forgive and let go. And so, Lord, we speak a blessing to every listener who's listening today and who will ever listen to this show. Let their hearts and their lives be blessed forever with your presence. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Wow. I don't think I ever recall ending a series quite this way.
Never.
Mm-mm.
No.
I think it's great. I think it's perfect.
I think that it just got to me this week, Pastor Jim. This is the essence of what Jesus was trying to teach. Where's our treasure? Where's our heart?
Because that's a theme all through Matthew.
All through Matthew. You know, blessed if you are peacemakers. Blessed if you are this. But and the parables, you and Angel have been doing such a great job teaching those parables. And the parables just have been coming alive to me that Jesus is continually saying, it's all about the kingdom of heaven, folks. Where are you going? What you're doing now determines where you're going and what's going to happen. Are you going to have rewards in heaven? Are you going to reap what you've sown in the good side of it? You know, mm-hmm. Are you going to be, is your father going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant?
Yeah. That's what we want from him.
Amen.
You know, and he said, and the funny thing is, it is all about your heart. I just thought of one of the things that we talked about when Angel and I were teaching was, you know, I said it was the scariest verse, one of the scariest verses to me. Not everybody who says to me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
Oh, there it is right there. And, you know, he talked about the tree and its fruit just above that.
Yes.
Saying, you know, false prophets will come in looking like wolves, but they'll in sheep's clothing, but they're ravenous wolves underneath. Again, you mentioned it before. Good tree produces good fruit, bad tree, bad fruit.
Right.
You don't pick grapes from a thorn bush.
Right.
Or figs from thistles. You just don't do it. And Jesus said, you know, those who do my will are the ones who are going to get in. It doesn't matter if you are doing casting out demons, performing miracles, you know, whatever. Jesus said, did you do my will? That's the important
thing.
That's it. That's kind of almost parallel to obey is better than mm-hmm. sacrifice.
Right.
Jesus wants our hearts.
Yes.
You know, he'll take our money, obviously. You know, he needs that. We need that physically to keep the kingdom going. The physical kingdom, but he wants our hearts.
He wants
the treasure in our hearts to be treasure of heaven.
Yes. Ah, that is exactly what he wants. You know, we do these shows week after week because we are determined to get the word of God out there. It costs us to do these shows. But it's worth every single minute, every effort, every bit of preparation, mm-hmm. every dollar that is spent. Because if one person gets serious about their relationship with God, wow. If one person turns their life around, accepts Jesus, anything, if they get serious, drive a stake in the ground, it's worth
Amen.
It all.
Amen.
What do you want to say to sum up? I'll let you do that.
It's all about the heart. It's all about your relationship with Jesus. He said all through Matthew, what's in your heart? What's in your heart? And this is what the kingdom is like. You know, he said, have a good heart and bear good fruit. Store up good things in your heart so that, because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Put it in your heart. We started with Psalm 1 about, you know, meditating on the word. Our delight is in the law of the Lord, the instruction of the Lord. That's what our delight is.
Amen.
That's what we need to put into our heart, because we plant that, we nurture it, we will produce a harvest.
You'd
mentioned before that, you know, the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, and the rest of them. That's what God wants.
Yes.
That's how we show the world that we know Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
It's not by miracles.
Right.
I mean, yes, God will confirm the word sure. with miracles.
Yeah.
But
it's the fruit.
It's the fruit because on the high priest's robe,
yes,
they had embroidered pomegranates in between bells, alternated right. pomegranate bell. The bells are what you heard when the high priest had on his holy vestments.
Right.
You couldn't really see the pomegranates, but you got to have both. The moving of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
That completes it.
Yes.
You need both.
Yes.
Amen. Mm.
It's one thing I'm looking forward to in the book of John, because Jesus talks about the work of the Holy Spirit. How important it is.
Chapters on it.
He does. I can't wait to teach that. We're glad you've joined us today. Pastor Jim Ellsbury, my associate pastor, so eloquent. We let the other people off the hook today since it was a holiday, and the two of us usually do holiday shows without anybody else. We're glad you've joined us on this Mother's Day. If you're a mother, grandmother, be blessed. Know that God loves you. You're precious. If you're not a mother, it doesn't matter. You're still precious.
Yeah.
You're still God's Amen. Kid, and He loves you so much. It's just a day to honor mothers and grandmothers. And I've had a lot of that from my kids and 13 grandkids today, which I'm thankful for. We're thankful for you, dear listeners, and we just encourage you to get in the Word. We've got tons of stuff out there for you to listen mm-hmm. to. TanTalkNetwork.com, go to podcasts, go to Living the Good Life, and there are just tons of shows right there for you. And they're on our website, BOHMGlobal.com. They're on our new YouTube channel, BOHMGlobal.com, or BOHM Global on YouTube. So find them and listen. Listen Amen. Over and over till it gets down on the inside of you. If you have a prayer request, send it to prayers at BOHMGlobal.com. See the thread there? If you want to ask Pastor Jim a question, Pastor Jim at BOHMGlobal.com. And I'm Pastor at BOHMGlobal.com. It's been a joy being with you today. Thank you, Pastor Jim. You're a blessing.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And a blessing.
Amen. I'm going to leave you with a song, and we'll see you next week at 3 o'clock right here on this station. God bless every one of you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
Special